It's a kind of magic.
And there's the whistle. There's the snap. Enright has a receiver in the middle. He fires it for Malik Williams. It is caught for a touchdown. Malik Williams caught it in the end zone for a touchdown. Bemidji State goes ahead with 10 seconds remaining. I can't believe what I just saw. It's absolutely incredible. 2 weeks in a row, the Bemidji State Beavers. Absolutely unbelievable. And they're going to get another celebration penalty, and they don't care. Malik Williams down the middle of the field was open, and Enright found him for the touchdown. It's 25-24, Bemidji State with 10 seconds to go.
It's a kind of magic.
It was a crazy game. Had the kids stuck in there and kept believing, and I wish it wouldn't get down to that with the second week in a row, but brought everybody in. You know, a lot of times you get down and play, you know, subpar for that long, you know, that you have an opportunity, and then, you know, caught fire at the end. The offense did a great job. Defense responded and found a way somehow to get out of there. So speaks volumes to the kid. Kids playing hard.
That kind of magic.
I think it just gives us the type of confidence that no matter what kind of game we're in, if we get the ball late in the game, we should be able to quick go drive and put some points on the board.
One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal.
There were a lot of drives in the first half that, you know, like Bolte said, we, you know, got stuffed on fourth down and, you know, couldn't finish in the red zone. But there were a lot of drives that we had that, you know, we really did move the ball well. And so it was something that was a positive definitely going into half, but we knew we had to clean some stuff up just to make sure that we could, you know, get down and finish drives and score.
One golden glance of what should be.
Bauman back to pass. Looking up the near side. Fires it complete and out of bounds with no time on the clock. And that is the football game. How about that, Beaver fans? 2 weeks in a row, back-to-back miracles. The Bemidji State Beavers have won it 25-24. They trail 24-0. Another miracle for the Beavers. And they move to 5-1 on the season. The last two games for the Bemidji State Beavers football team have been incredible, unbelievable, indescribable, yes, magical. Games that will be remembered for years to come. For this season to be remembered for years to come, the Beavers need to find a way to keep winning. And today, it's a tall task against a very good Winona State Warriors football team. Head coach Brent Bolte knows that.
Well coached, a big physical, strong team. I think they're probably in a position that they normally are. I mean, they slipped up one game. They probably felt like they should have won. So they're probably disappointed being 4-2 at this point. I think a lot of people probably thought they'd be a playoff caliber team. They probably still are, to be honest with you. But their two losses are, you know, only against Sioux Falls and Mankato, two really good South teams that they've already played.
Will the Beavers' magical run continue? We're about to find out. It's the Winona State Warriors against the Bemidji State Beavers next on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's a kind of magic, 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 magic.